It would vary from anywhere from up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so you could do your pre-flights, get your mission, anywhere from 3 to 5 o'clock. But generally wasn't much later than that unless you had a real slack day or you had the day off. And the first thing you do is you get out of bed. You'd generally shave. They wouldn't let you get by without doing it. From there you'd grab your gear and you'd go out to the aircraft, pre-flight it. Usually that was done in the dark. Rain or shine, you pre-flighted the aircraft because it was a necessary item. That was back before they had dust particle separators on the intake of the engine, so you'd have to take the filters out and clean them. Well, that's just part of the pre-flight, but it was a time-consuming process.
Did you know you were going to have a mission the night before?
Yeah.
You might have said
that. Generally, they'd get the missions in by 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the evening.
Okay.
And you just check the board, and you could see the aircraft number, who you're flying with, what outfit you can be working for, or maybe there was a combat assault set on, and at that point in time, you'd have a briefing that night, where and who and all the particulars. Kind of the scenarios of what they wanted to go or what they wanted to do. but that would have been usually done in the company area.
How many missions would you have in a day, or was it, did it vary a lot?
It'd vary a lot. I think my longest day, now this flying time, was a little over 13 hours.
And in one day.
Yeah. And that was just flying time. That's not counting the time you sit taking on gas or sitting down to eat chow someplace if you had the time, or that was flying. That was just about, that was from sun up to sundown. And it would vary a lot. You'd finish a mission working for an outfit, and you go home and you get another one laid on you, And
you didn't expect it.
Right? No, yeah. And it just, something come up and you go handle it. A lot of your resupply was, you was out there by yourself, single ship. Didn't have no gun cover.
Oh, yeah?
No. If you got shot down, they'd call somebody and try and get you out. A lot of working by yourself, and that was probably just as risky as combat assaults, because a lot of times that's when you get hit too. I know my first day was working for or my first mission. That was that day in the bad weather, and was working for an outfit, and we were resupplying them at that point, and ended up looking for some NVA they thought they had shot. So the slick pilot over there, what called the slicks.
The slick was a nickname for a troop carrier,
yeah,
ship, basically.
Yeah, or we called resupply ash and trash. But it was such a kind of a changing thing. You could haul, in one day you could just about, well, you could haul ammunition, food, you could haul dynamite to blow LZs and stuff, equipment, haul people back to out of the field to the base camp. We hauled dead people, we hauled wounded people. When I talk equipment, I mean just all sorts. kind of what I'm referring to.
Well, mostly for infantry or artillery people?
Yeah. You know, if it was an infantry outfit, it was basically infantry gear, all mail. Mm-hmm. Everything, anything that would need, the troops would need to get, you'd haul. We'd, the food, it would be sea rations to hot chow, ice cream. You had to be pretty quick with that. Fresh fruit, all quite a bit of that, special on holiday. And you'd work basically until they released you, until you were done resupplying.
Did you ever have any free time that you knew was going to be free time? And I'm not talking about R&R or something, but, you know, during your normal days?
Yeah, you wouldn't really know till like the night before the day when your name didn't appear on the board.